Ladies and gentlemen, our guests are Susie Hopkins and Hallie Bateman. They are mother and daughter who came together to write a book entitled What to Do When I'm Gone. And it has to do with the very thing that you may be thinking. When mother has left this earth, what is the daughter to do? How does she go on with her life once her mother is no longer here to share that life with her? And one of the things that Hallie was just sharing with us, Susie, is that she did find discussing this matter with you and actually writing and illustrating the book to be therapeutic for her. What about you? Did you find it to be therapeutic in any way, or was it just something that needed to be done?
Well, I did find it therapeutic, and honestly, I continue to find it therapeutic. Just as we were doing it, I'm a longtime reporter, so for me, a project is a project, and I approached it like any other where, well, okay, let's push through this project, and it wasn't particularly emotional initially, but then as we got deeper into it, for example, when someone dies, those first events that follow, the first holiday, the first Christmas, Thanksgiving, the first birthday, all those things can be just deeply difficult after a significant loss. And for me, when we wrote the segment called Celebrate Your Birthday, meaning the first birthday that Hallie would have after my I was gone, I wrote that and suddenly realized that I would miss out on so much of her life and just broke out crying for a long time. I hadn't taken it to heart, really. I'd approached it as a project. And then I go, wow, this really is about loss on every front, my loss and her loss. And there's a lot of humor in the book that because we find that humor helps us deal with difficult topics. Yes. But for me, it was therapeutic and really the sense of helping me see that my time is finite, because it's something I think we certainly know objectively, but we just don't think about and try to put out of our mind. So it actually had that effect for me, and including writing the ending where I'm trying to leave her with long-term comfort, which is we're joined really only by the memories and the time that we've shared. So making that as good as possible while I'm here is the goal. And then celebrating somebody for the memories that you shared. I don't want my kids left with, lifelong grief. I want them to go through a grief process, but mostly to celebrate the fact that we had the time together. And that's what that's what the book's goal is.
So it almost sounds like one of the effects of working on a project like this, whether it's a case like yours and Hallie's, where the two of you talked about it and wrote the book, or whether it's a case wherein someone else buys your book, the family reads it, and then has their own discussion. It almost sounds like this is something that can empower families to make sure that they do a better job of creating beautiful memories along the way, so that once someone is gone, you have more beautiful memories to fall back on and to recall.
Right. And it's, we've been so heartened by people that have responded and said, I want to share this with my children. A lot of people are buying it as gifts because they want to open the conversation. They may have somebody who has an illness, or they may just be looking ahead to the day when that person is gone, and they want to have a discussion. They don't want it to be hidden under some, let's not talk about it sort of cloak. It's something that people benefit from exploring the topic, I think.
And have you found that to be the case as well, Hallie?
Yeah, I think that I remember very clearly when we started to work on the book with a mind to share it with the world, we set out our intention, and what our intention was that people would read it and they would have a sort of discussion of their own with their parents or with their kids, that maybe the book would kind of be like it funny enough and kind of, honest enough to allow people to have a little less trepidation and a little bit more honesty of their own about the topic. And when we hear from people now that, like, they've read it with their parents, a lot of people have done that, and that's so touching to us, because that's exactly what we hoped, was that it would, you know, if your parents are still around, this can be a way to facilitate a discussion that maybe you haven't had before. And then many people who've lost their parents have written to us and have found comfort in this, or seen something of their parents coming through it, and that love. And so it's been really incredible to get that reaction.
Yeah, one of those retrospect reactions. And that's something that I wanted to ask you about, Susie, when it comes to this being a healing process, a therapeutic process. I was wondering if you found this to also, in addition to helping you really get in touch with where Hallie would be once you're gone, and you were able to begin to work through some of the grief that you might experience if you find yourself on your deathbed and your death is not sudden, but it's kind of prolonged.
Right.
I was wondering if you also were able to experience some of that working through when it comes to the loss of your own parents who went before you, in light of the fact that you weren't able to have this type of discussion with them.
Well, honestly, going through, I sat with my mom as she passed, and going through her death kind of made it possible for me to write this book, because, or at least for it, it shaped the advice I had, plus interviews I'd done with people who are elderly who wish that their parents had left something for them, either it's just something preserved in writing, not material goods, but something of their history or their thoughts. A lot of people really wish for that later in life. Hallie's unusual in that she wanted it early in life. But for me, it was preserving my voice was kind of a comfort, because I know that if anything happens to me, my kids have it. And I feel like that's a invaluable thing to leave, because there are studies that show that children benefit where family heritage is passed on. There's a stronger bond. I feel like it touches on all those things. So,
and you mentioned that stronger bond, which leads to the next question that I wanted to ask each of you, and that is how this project, we're calling it, impacted your view of each other. And we'll get those views in just a moment.